WHMI, and as we mentioned going into the break, the Howell Rotary's Tour to Livingston 2020, a little different this year. And joining us in the studio, Jake Andrews. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning.
Did you ride the bike here or what?
I did not, actually, so I drove all the way in.
All right. We've got also Janelle Best from the Howell Chamber with us on the line at home. How you doing, Janelle?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
We've made the connection all the way around.
So. Right. So this year, of course, as all things are this year, the Tour de Livingston having to change it up a little bit and go virtual.
You got it. Yeah, we were faced with the decision of either canceling the event, since it's so hard to do, you know, a large live in-person event this year due to the COVID pandemic. We as Rotarians, though, we adapted and we pivoted and took the event online.
So I guess the thing that you think about, you know, a bike ride, you go, how do you do this virtually?
Yeah.
How's this going
to
work?
It's cool. So we were able to take the event online. And, John, I know last year you mentioned kind of jokingly the parking lot loop that you were dreaming of.
Right.
So this year that is coming to fruition.
Ah.
Like that's a possibility.
Okay.
So anyone of any skill level can participate. So we are riding for a cause. All of our proceeds go to the Livingston County United Way that we raised for the event. So we have given a number of routes available to any of our riders that we have tried and tested. And, you know, those are great routes and display beautiful Livingston County. But we also have the choose your own route option. So if you want to participate on a stationary bike in your living room, if you want to participate riding around circles in your parking lot, you can. You know, all of these are possibilities now. And again, we're just trying to do good this year. We're trying to raise money for Livingston County United Way.
So you really don't have to prove that you rode the route with like a GoPro or anything like that, right?
No, absolutely not required.
Do whatever you're going to do.
However, you can actually take a picture of a completed route map, like on your GPS unit or something like that, to show a time, and then it'll be displayed by your name and picture on our registration page.
I tend to think most people that are going to participate will follow the honor system on this and will actually complete the route that they've said they've completed.
I think so. I mean, the point is to raise money for a cause. So I think people are out there riding miles to raise dollars.
Yeah, let's go to Janelle on that. So Janelle, where are some of the dollars going to go to this year?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that was of utmost importance to our Howell Rotary Club is that this is for a great cause, and Livingston County United Way is who we raise money for every year. And, of course, their basic needs programs are needed now more than ever during the COVID-19 pandemic. So we really wanted to make sure that we were still helping out and doing what we can to focus on the needs in supporting Livingston County and Livingston County United Way specifically.
And you can still come away with a commemorative jersey here?
That is still a possibility. Mm-hmm. Janelle, if you want to take that one, feel free.
Go ahead, Jake.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So our jersey riders have always been a pivotal piece of our big event. And you can still be a jersey rider this year if you were to pledge to raise at least $250. We're still going to have a jersey that was created this year. Even in the COVID pandemic, we have jerseys available.
And, of course, again, though, we should stress this is going to take place from September 4th through the 8th. So anytime in that period, people can do their ride.
Yes, sir.
And again, the flexibility here is you know, before you had the certain courses, now you can just make up your own course.
Absolutely. And so the event takes place between September 4th through the 8th. However, if you want to get your ride done in advance and then submit the times during that time frame, that's perfectly fine.
So let me ask Janelle this. Have you seen many entries where people are questioning as far as doing this on the stationary bike, as Jake alluded to? You could do that too. I mean, weather pending, you get a rainstorm, you can just ride in at home.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, we're hopefully anticipating even more registration. We've really looked at that as just that flexibility aspect of it to just see what we can do to get our community involved and engaged in supporting such a great cause. And one thing I wanted to mention, too, is that with that registration price, Hometown Bicycles has offered to support and sponsor the first 150 riders. So the first 150 people that register are going to receive a $20 gift card to Hometown Bicycles. So essentially, you get to come in, ride when you want, at your leisure, flexibility included. It's not necessarily weather-dependent anymore, and you're going to get a $20 gift card for participating and signing up.
So pretty cool stuff.
So people can go to tourdelivingston.org, find all the details there, register.
Absolutely.
And submit as well. And I'm wondering, like, for those people that use Peloton bikes with the classes, and you can record your ride. I wonder, can they just could they just CC Tour de Livingston
on their Peloton ride? I imagine so. Why not? Right? Like, we're open to new things this year. We have created PDF routes with cue sheets attached, so that somebody could print and have a physical, you know, route map. Along with all the different turns as cues on that map. And then we also have GPX files, so they can download them straight to their GPS device and actually ride the routes that we have created for them.
Okay.
You know, that's if that's cool. what they decide.
So lots of options.
Yes, absolutely.
And the key thing is, of course, to benefit Livingston County United Way and all.
Oh, absolutely.
So tourdelivingston.org. We'll put that link on our website. And Jake Andrews from Heartland Insurance. Thank you. Janelle Best from the Hal Chamber.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.